Hello, and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. I'm joined today by the mighty Mr. Lee Battrick from Bendy Boards.
Hello.
See, he's got his posh voice on again.
Yeah, it's my normal voice.
It's your Les Bumpkin voice.
I have a very good Les Bumpkin voice, thank you very much.
You do have a very good Les Bumpkin voice. Actually, I'm not sure you have a Bumpkin voice, to be fair.
I used to have a really, really bad Bumpkin voice, but then it got sorted. Different story.
It's, you do say, all right, boy.
Oh, well, don't get me wrong. I slip into it.
Oh, I'm so cruel to Norfolk people. We are here today to talk about a show that Bendy Boards attended at the weekend, which was Dicini.
Yeah, it was Dicini 2.
Yes. What was Dicini 2, Lee?
Dicini 2 is a small convention in Norwich, all run by a single gentleman who is really trying to push the actual gaming community, not just model gaming, not just the shows, not just the demos and things like that, but the whole idea. There was LARPers there, the Star Wars Society were there from Norwich. You know, and it's all about getting people in and realizing that there's quite a lot of gaming aspect in Norfolk. So Lee's done a sterling job at trying to get it all together.
Yeah, it's organized by Lee Lowe, who also is the organizer of one of the clubs that we go to.
Yeah, Aftermath.
And as you say, he does it all on his own, which is frankly mad.
Yeah, Lee seems to have, he's a bit like you in that respect. He seems to have an awful lot of contacts from an awful lot of the games. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it all stems back because Lee used to be used to paint for a living and used to do a lot of commission stuff for the companies themselves, you know, painting up their models.
Yeah.
So that's from what I gather. Don't get me wrong, don't quote me on it, but, you know, from what I've heard, that's how he sort of got to know everyone and he's just trying to keep it going forwards.
Yeah, so as you know, as the name implies, it was the second year that it had been running. I didn't go the first year. I think I was away with business. But I was very impressed this year.
Yeah, it's in the Forum building in Norwich, which has got the public library and the BBC. It's the same building that the BBC record from now.
Yeah.
And it's a huge, great, big sort of, it looks like the opening of a foyer sort of thing to a mall, doesn't it? You know, American mall.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a massive, big glass fronted building. It's really modern, massively high ceilings because there's this huge atrium where the show was. So there's plenty of space and it doesn't smell and it doesn't get too hot.
Nice.
And it was a nice space.
Yeah, it was well set out as well. I know the first year that Lee did it, he was concerned that there wouldn't be enough in there. And the show was a bit larger than last year's. But again, it's hard to say. I couldn't make it last year. But from all accounts, there was a couple more traders. There's a couple more demo tables. And I know that Lee went out of his way to make sure that there were local traders and stuff there. So, you know, me and you from Bendy Boards, Counterattack, the Langleys, which is a toy centre in Norwich, who are really starting to push the gaming and not necessarily.
Yeah, they're a big Toy Master store, and but they seem to carry, if it's not Games Workshop, then they tend to carry it. A lot of Warlord stuff and things like that, don't they? As well as board games.
Yeah, I mean, they've even got a whole cabinet full of GW stuff now.
Oh, have they? Oh, I haven't been in there for a little while, so.
Yeah, it's locked up in a little sort of glass cabinet down one of the sides.
All right.
From what they were saying, that's the only thing they've ever had problems with going for a walk.
But, I mean, they're good for, I mean, certainly for local Norfolk gamers, they're good for getting those bits that are a little bit harder to get. If you're into your historicals, for example, and you want to get Vitrix plastics and things like that, they stock them in there.
Yeah, and I mean, They hold three different lines of paints. The entire Vallejo range, which is the, you got the game color, the air color, the whichever, the
model color.
That's it, model color. Plus a couple of other ranges, four different types of brush, I think. You know, they really do hold a fair amount.
Yeah, and so they were there. They had a good store. The other two local game stores were represented as well, which were Athena Games, which is primarily the card game.
They were running Zombicide, small Zombicide demos, weren't they?
Yeah, and Iceni,
which were
there as well.
Yeah, and they were Attack Wing.
Yes, though it did lead to the amusing bit at the beginning that they were both going to be running Zombicide.
Yeah, but luckily, with Matt just being round the corner and down the road a bit, he ran off, went, got all his...
Yes, but he did. It's 9:30 in the morning. The show opens at 10, and poor Matt's running off to the shop to change what he's going to demo so that both the game stores in Norwich aren't going to demo the same game.
Well, at least he showed his commitment, and he did seem to do well. The there was his demo of Attack Wing going, and there was X Wing the other side, and both of them had a big draw of people to it.
Yeah, there were a lot of people there. The Zombicide stuff went down very well. I mean, as you would expect. One of the things that I found interesting about the show, because it's in the centre of Norwich and it's in, you know, a very public building where a lot of people come to congregate, etc., there are a lot of families wandering around.
Yeah, we had, and there was a lot of people asking sort of, I mean, I got stopped, obviously, with the boards and things. There's an awful lot of interest of not what I'd expect. I mean, I've tried to drag my wife to a show like that before, and she sort of come in there with me, stood in the corner, waited for me to have my look around and go. But people seem to be actually physically walking around and, you know, families. And I mean, we were running a Malifaux demo, and we had a couple of families have a go, a couple of small kids. It was sort of nice, and there's an awful lot of people just interested in everything, not what you'd expect. You know, you expect the 40 plus gamers walking around all having a chat, plus the young sort of the newer gamers.
I think, I mean, the way that it had been set up is that the cosplayers were at the front and outside. They were doing a lot of photo ops outside, and as well as your standard sort of cosplay stuff of, you know, there were various people dressed up as the Doctor. One of my geeky laugh moments was they all went upstairs because the BBC Radio Norfolk office has a TARDIS in it at the moment.
Yeah.
And so they all went upstairs and took pictures of themselves in costume coming out of the TARDIS.
Could you get to the TARDIS?
You could sort of stand so that you looked like you were coming out the door, basically. Right, okay. Which I found quite funny. But then there were the Star Wars role players there, and some of their costumes were amazingly good.
Yeah.
The Stormtrooper and the Death Star control officer guy, I didn't know what their proper names were. Their costumes were amazing.
Yeah. The guy... if I've got it right, the guy who was in, the, you know, like the control room, the one that fires the gun and the Death Star, he had got a lot of his stuff from the people who were doing the LARPing. But the LARPing company who were there are the guys that make the armor and the weapons and everything for people.
Right.
So last year they had a much, much, much bigger area, and they had bits of Sentinel and they had X-Men bits and loads of different bits and bobs. But they were there. Right. They were there a little bit smaller, in a smaller capacity this time.
But... Yeah, I mean, they were good though. I mean, they were doing, mock fights and things outside the forum, which is bound to pull people over to go. What's going on over there?
Yeah.
And so that was really nice. There were some really nice demo tables I saw, including the one that won best demo game at Salute.
Was that
which was the on Her Majesty, in Her Majesty's Name game, though apparently it was renamed on In His Majesty's Name because they changed the time period slightly.
Oh, right.
But that was really nice. Warlord were there.
Yeah.
doing major business from what every time their stand looked pretty busy every time I walked past.
Yeah, the both guys from Warlord were trying to escape a couple of times, but never seemed to get very far.
Yes, and bolt action seems to... I mean, it just seems... People seem to love bolt action.
Yeah, it's... I mean, Aftermath and things like that, it seems to be the biggest growing game.
Yeah, I mean, it really seems to have... I mean, we've talked about it before on the show. Maybe we need to talk about it again, but... I mean, it certainly seems to have supplanted Flames of War as the fun World War II game.
Yeah, I mean... I must admit... Oh, God, bear with me. I must admit that... the dice mechanic of the movement stuff seems quite good. I know all the guys at Aftermath are really raving about it and seem to be... it's the largest growing tournament they've had as well. So it seems to be the biggest sort of system coming up. And they're always having a laugh. They're, you know, whether it's the community is growing thing or the rules itself, I must admit it's not something I've looked into playing.
Yeah, there are people trying to convince me to get over my antipathy to games with guns in them, and give it a try. But it did look good. But yeah, there was some good demos. Fenris Games were there as well, and that's the first time I've actually seen them at a show. So that was nice.
I never actually got a chance to go over and see them.
Oh, did you not? I talked to Ian, who is Mr. Fenris.
Yeah.
He was the one with, has amazing hair.
Oh, the dreads.
The dreads with the shaved head, just basically a dread ponytail.
Yeah.
That must be 3 feet long. I was talking to him because he used to work as a professional model maker for movies. So I've seen pictures of his house, and he has just like aliens just dotted around his house that he made back in the day.
Cool.
I was very cheeky and set up an interview with him, so he's going to come on the show.
Nice.
At some point in the future. But it was good. So how did it go for Bendy? How did it go for Bendy Boards?
Well, we mainly went with a demo table and other tables to just get ourselves known. I mean, we've only been going properly now since November.
Yeah.
And we had loads and loads of interests. We've already had an order come through.
Oh, have we really? Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so that's the one board that's come through. One of the companies who were there have asked us to make them a display board, which is quite nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was good. I mean... We had I had the cheeky person ask me how I make them because they want to make their own. But
I didn't see anyone flying across the room, so you're obviously
no,
in a good
I bit my tongue and I explained how I did it and, you know, and told him the kind of tools he needs and stuff. And he's decided that he might have to order one because it sounds like hard work.
It is hard work.
Oh, it is, very. But yeah, no, in general, and... I've been asked for things which I'd never even considered. I got asked how hard it would be to make a Blood Bowl mini board. We've been asked by a different company, could we sort something else out for them? So there's a couple of, yeah, it's had some really good positive leads outside of the custom, you know, the actual general public who were talking to us as well.
Yeah, and you took the War Machine prototype.
I
tray
did,
as well.
Yeah, which seems to, a lot of people seem to like it. You saw the people come over and sort of have a look, see what demo it was. A couple of people picked up the trays, and then you saw the dedicated War Machine players who went, ignored everything else, picked up that, how much is this, when can I get one? Which was good.
Yeah.
So I got a little bit more feedback on it as well, told a couple more sort of layouts for it, because we're intending to do sort of 3-4 designs, just like we do for the skirmish tray ones.
Cool.
So yeah.
Cool. I mean, the other thing I found very interesting was we were saying earlier that a lot of couples were there, and there are a lot of significant others who, when we were saying the story about they fold up and you can put them under couches and stuff so your house doesn't get invaded, they were going, that's a really good idea.
I must admit, there was more than one time where someone sort of said, you know, oh, you know, like you say, a couple were talking about it, and then I sort of explained that, you know, the whole thing behind Benny Boards is my wife won't let me have gaming tables about, so I had to find something that folded away. And at which point, halfway through saying that, one of the ladies nudged into her husband. She said, pick up a card and the postcard and anything else they've got. So, yeah, it was, we seemed to have a fair amount of interest from it. So,
yeah, it was good. I mean, we were sharing a table with Counterattack.
Yeah.
And that worked really well. Hopefully we can do that again because it's good to have nil-foot businesses, I think,
yeah,
sort of promoting each other.
And considering that we work quite closely with Dan in Counterattack anyway,
yeah,
and, you know, he does our logos, he burns our bits for us stuff at the moment anyway.
Yeah.
And, although it was quite funny watching Dan brought his girlfriend to help him out. And then snuck away into the shadows and just laughed as she got on with it all.
But she was brilliant.
Oh, she was.
She was an absolute star.
I think my favourite things that she said was, yeah, I haven't got a clue what you're on about, but if you email us, Dan will know.
But then she got suckered into Zombicide as well, and it worked its magic on her.
Oh, did she go and have a go in the end?
Yes. You could see Dan going, oh, there's the money out my wallet.
Yeah. I know Dan said that she had to sell a few more packs before she was allowed to buy anything. I know that.
So, speaking of buying stuff, what did you get? It's a show. You must have got something.
Well, I bought a Cardassian ship for Attack Wing.
Nice.
I also got a belated birthday present off a very kind gentleman who bought me the Attack Wing starter set.
Oh, he must be a very nice, kind person.
Yeah, he is. He is. He gets a lot of bad press, but you know. Yeah, thank you for that.
You're more than welcome. Especially as I'm taking the Klingon ships out.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, that did make me laugh. Yeah, yeah, sure. Happy birthday. Can I have the Klingon ship, by the way?
You know, that's not how it went. It was happy birthday. You said, do you want the Klingon ships? And I said, yes. Yeah.
And I think that's it, really. I was pretty good. Mainly because
I think the show was really good for us. It also, I think, gave us some ideas on how to do shows.
Yes.
Because I don't think that Bendy Boards is, as we've got it at the moment, is going to sell stuff at shows.
No.
But it is going to use shows to create awareness,
yeah,
of what we've got.
I'm so glad that when we set up, we managed to convince Lee to let me set up a little bit further out on the side so I could set the boards up as well.
Yeah.
We had the demo table, and then I put three different types of board sort of standing up on their edges so people could see them. And I mean, a couple of times you closed this one down and folded it up for people to feel the weight and stuff like that. So yeah, I think it's one of them things of, you know, make a good demo table, have people coming over to see what the demo is. And then we've always got the game, you know, we've got the tables, the boards, the trays and things.
Yeah.
Because I still think we'll sell more trays at tournaments and things like that.
I think you're right.
Where people, you know,
they want to travel their miniatures.
Yeah. But it's good to be at the show, and it was good to get the chance to do it.
Yeah. And I know that Lee is hoping to expand it more next year.
Yeah.
You know, to add extra traders and extra demos and things. There were some popular game systems that I thought were noticeable by their absence.
Ooh, there was no GW in it at all this year, was there?
No GW. And, you know, nothing. There wasn't a Dead Man's Hand demo or, you know, any cowboy demo.
Yeah.
Which
is strange because I thought they were. I thought one of the guys from the clubs was running one.
Yeah. I didn't see any War Machine demos.
No, but that one's been sorted. The local press ganger, is it press ganger for Warhammer?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. He's already been in contact and has got Privateer Press interested in being able to sort a show out or demos out.
Excellent.
And we might have sold him a board so he can do it on as well.
We are shameless.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is that I got told at the beginning of the day that regardless what happened, I wasn't allowed to walk around and just start handing out bendy board cards.
Because you would have done.
Yes, yeah. Lilo knows me quite well and knows that I am shameless in that type of thing. And will plug myself in any way, shape or form.
So it was a good show. Well worth doing for us. And I think everyone came and enjoyed themselves. Certainly my wife and daughter were quite impressed. So
yeah.
It was good. Well, we're well over time.
Well, have I babbled on again?
We just chatted as per normal.
Yeah.
So, until next time, I've been Mike.
I've been Lee.
We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter. We're @Fools_Daily or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.